do is basically three things. I certainly think they do two, but you know, I certainly probably hope to start the third. Just to some of general conclusion, not talking about everything we talked about in Kfura, but some of the interesting insights into the Bahag and to the Ramban. Okay? And it's not going to be that long, I hope. And then there's a very strange word, phrase in the Ramban where he talks about something, a Shtikol Teret Ram says, Inotera. And I'd like to explain what that means. Then I'd like to get into the next topic, which I think we'll start, but I'm not sure we'll get very far in. And that's really the next topic in the Ramban about Kiddush HaChodesh and Yom HaShana. That's the Seder. Okay. So, it's very clear in the Rambam that the Bahag counts a number of mitzvahs, Nichmavelim, Bikochelim, Mesim, okay? And it's very clear the Rambam learns that the Makor for the Halachas Gedolos is the Mabo Metzius. Okay? The Mabo Datalehem and Atzas Yisrael. The Ramban, however, says that the Makor for the Halachas Gedolos is the Sugin Seita, Achre Hashem Elokechem, Telechu, and which is basically Valachta Bedrocho. To do the Bodhisham, the Bodhisham is Mavish Arumim, you should Mavish Arumim, Bodhisham Vakachoy, you should do the same. Okay, that is where the Ramban goes, and he's doing the Rambam. And he says, you can't learn with the Rambam because we can't learn mitzvahs from Matzas Yisroi. And I interpret it since Matzas Yisroi is only an Eitzah, and it's only Yisroi, since in Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's not a mitzvah, and the drash and the pshuta shel mikra according to Ramban is teres, and it really is not two separate things. But he learns a mikra yosef pshuta, and the drash is chazal is also pshat and posik, but it's a pshat pnimi and a pshat chitzoni. That's what he says. Okay, he doesn't say this about here, but he says it in general. So all I said. That if the Pshuta Shel Mikra is Asas Yisrael, you can't have the Drosha, which also goes into Pshat, as becoming a mitzvah. That's why I claim the Ramban rejects the Rambam and says that Asas Yisrael is only Asmach Tavahom. That's what I assume is what's happening. Now, even though, in other words, if you accept the Ramban's premises, you know, it's there's not much to say. But l'chera, if I had a choice, I would say that the Bahag is like the Rambam. Not that I'm here to machri v'ein horim, but I tried to open up the Halachos Gedolos, and I would assume that if the Gemara Seita is a source for many of the mitzvahs, as the Ramban seems to learn in the Halachos Gedolos, he would quote the Gemara in Sota in the Sefer Halachos Gedolos proper. Okay? And upon looking for everything, I found that the Halachos Gedolos does not quote the Gemara in Sota and only quotes the Mabo Metzius in one place. So I would have assumed that if the Gemara in Seita is like, you know, a few mitzvahs, you would have quoted it in your chibur. And he only quotes the Gemara in Metzia. It's a halachos gedolos in Hilchos Bava Metzia. Okay? In Hilchos Bava Metzia, Mesimim Mem Dalet, on the top Ayin Aleph, Tani Rabbi Yosef, Vodatalem, Ze Beis Chayeim, Es Hader Zugemilis Chsodim, Yechol zeh bikocholim, bo zukvus meisim, ve'asamaisa zeh adin, ashiyasun zuluf mimishvusim. It's mamish gemoin in Bava Metzia, hook, line, and sink, as they say, and the gemoin site is not mentioned. That's why a priori, I would take the Rambam's side. It's not like he will, you know, a proof that you can't deal with, but that's where we go. Now, the question is, what happens to Halugei Besim, which is the Ramban's major argument that the mitzvah of Kovatik Perenu is the Chamitza Minyan HaMitzvahs. And he claims that that is what the Halacha is saying. Okay? On the other hand, putting it together with the group of mitzvahs that are found in Mom Mitzvah to say that's a reference to Kfuas Meisim is a little bit odd, that Kfuas Meisim means not the way it's referred to in Mom Mitzvah, but it means Kfuas Kfuas Halugei Besim. It's a little odd to say such a thing. And the emes is that the same phenomenon you find in Sefer Yireyim, okay, he has a mitzvah of halboshes lahalbish arumim v'likpo meisim, okay, and you know what he quotes as the source for these mitzvahs? He quotes the Gemara in Seita, okay, which has halbosh arumim. I don't think the Maron B'Tzir doesn't have halbosh arumim, and then he throws in as an entree at the end. That's not an entree, but okay. He throws in, you know, let's say an epilogue, okay? He throws in the Gemara Mitzvah. The kids, he quotes both of them, and the same lashon as the Halachas Gedolos, L'Halbish Arumim, and L'Kvor Meisim. So it's very clear that Pashis is, the Reim is based on Halachas Gedolos. And it interprets the Halachas Gedolos that it's not referring to Halugei Besim, but it's like just like the Rabbi Nishalim is Kaver Mason, we also Kaver Mason. And the way the Gemara quotes it from Atat Bilam, the Chayra, that's a very important quote. And if you want to hear it clearly, I'll read it to you. So, you know, just to drive the point home. Here it is, Simen Kufnum Gimel Kufnum Dalkas, two separate mitzvahs. Siva Kodesh Baruch Hu Al Shneim, they're two separate mitzvahs. But Parshas Re'ah Nochi Achre Hashem Elokeichem Telechem, this week's parasha. We are meeting B'Seita Perek Aleph Dorosh Rav Chamo Bar Chanina V'chi Efshu Lo Le'odom Leilich Achre Hashchina V'lo Yitziv Eish oich lohu ela halech achra midoise shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu mahu malbish arumim tichsiv vayas Hashem Elokim uksiv nami b'chei achicho imoch v'abosh arumim b'chlau b'chei achicho imochu nami v'ksiv nami v'yishaya kisir eyum v'ksiso which is Rambam quotes the Pasuk Yishaya Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaver Meisim Tichsim Vayikvo Yisei Begai Af Ato Kvo Meisim Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menachem Veilim Tichsim Vayi Achrei Moisif Avrom Vayiborich Elokim Es Yitzchak Benoi Ma Becho Birchas Aveilim Af Ato Nachim Aveilim V'yamrinon B'Pek V'Bo Metzir P'Pek Eilu Metzir Tani Rav Yosef, if odat lehem ze chayeyem ve meis chayeyem. Pius, based on Meshim, she quoted once already pointed out, as a derech zug gemilus chasodim, ashe yelchu ze bikocholim, bo zug kfura, es hamaisir, mina ze adin, ashe yasuz nuzim b'shurus adin. Oh, mamish everything. Okay? So, you know, if you want to know how the Yireyim interprets this, it's very, very clear. So, to say in the Yireyim, the way Ramban wants to learn, that the Kfuas Meisim is the mitzvah of Kovat Tiberenu, is Arugi Bezdin, l'cheira is not a real possibility. Okay. So then we come to a very strange juncture. Okay. You know, what exactly is going on in Kfuas Meis? You know, how does it all play itself out in Minyan Mitzvahs? You know, there is, the Torah says, Kovat Tikparenu. So what happened? And both Alokh Dilois and Yireim, the way Yireim is interpreting, is only quoting Kfuas Meis. It's like an amazing thing. And the emissaries, Rabbi Yochel Perlow, with these issues and discusses this okay. So I like to deal with it because I like to have an approach. At the end, I'll have an approach which only will work for Alokhs Beres, not the Reim. But I'd like to start with an approach that will work for everyone. Okay? And there's an amazing thing going on. I'd like to say something which I think is a very important observation. If you open up the Sefer Alokhs Gedoleis, especially after being trained with the Rambam, that is mitzvah say and mitzvah say, okay, and which is basically Rav Simloi, and Daloch Zedoros mentioned Rav Simloi, he opens up and has a discussion where he opens up Minyan HaMitzvahs and the way he classifies it is very, very interesting. He starts like this. He quotes Rav Simloi, Dorosh Rav Simloi, Sheish Meiris B'Sholosh Esrei Mitzvahs, Nitzavu Yisrael, Omer Avnun Amaykro, Torah Simloi Moshe Gmashi V'chulei, the Tov Reishit Aleph, the two mitzvahs that we heard in Har Sinai. Then he says like this. And he says, Kol Mekayimin, and then he says, there's a minion from Lois Aser, Misa, Kolis, Malchus. Okay. So, you know, I would have stopped there and say, Shalom Yisrael, you know. Okay, good. Why he has to go out and mention all the ancient L'chira, what's it do with Minyan HaMitzvahs? Okay. And then, he not only does that, he takes this as a cue to explain to us the whole Seder of Mitzvahs L'Eisus. Because he starts out like this. He says, Eilu Heinan Niskalim. And he lists all the Mitzvahs L'Eisus, which are Niskalim. Eilu, then he ends up, Eilu Shmona Osa B'Skila. Eilu Heinan Niskalim. And he lists the whole list. And then he says, Eilu Tisha B'Schefa. Eilu Heinan Nechogim. Ve'elu hein anechnokin. Elu. Achas eschei v'misa. Hare shivim v'achas mitzvahs shivimisa is. Shisha oinshin. Elu lavim shivamalkis alboim. V'chule. Okay. So he goes out to all the Oinshim and he lists the mitzvahs, not the way we were brought up with the Rambam. You list all the mitzvahs there, but he lists them in terms of ancient. So I want to tell you the following. The Rambam, the Halacha Kabbalah, this major breakthrough in the way he's you know, it's a nice drush of Simlo that he wants to tell you that if you're Mekayim Yizrach Olam Habo, and if you're not, you get Oinshim. Okay, it's a very nice drush at the beginning. But he's using it as a way of setting up Minyan HaMitzvos. And you know something? If you look in Aruch HaDeleis, Dalar Arugei Bezdin are not in Minyan. And it's a very important machlokes in Rambam and Ramban. And the whole Shulchan Yudalad revolves about it. Oh, Dalad Mises Bezdin, four mitzvahs, and that's where the Rambam learns it. There's the mitzvah from there, mitzvah from the skull, and each one of them is a separate one. And Ramban says, what are you talking about? All ancient Misa in Bezdin is one mitzvah. It's Kiryabo called the Alta Romi Kirbecha. Okay. The Baal Halachas Gedolei says that the Einish is not a separate mitzvah b'chlal, but the Einish is part of the Leisaseh. It's part of Leisase itself. So when you formulate the mitzvahs, it's taka like that. These in the skolim, because that's taka Leisase, because the Einish is part of the Leisase. And that's what he's trying to tell you. So therefore, all ancient Bezdin, whether it's Malkus, or whether it's Mrs. Bezdin, or chorus, whatever the ancient is, it's ancient shamayim. All these are not separate things, but they're part of the love, and the einish is also part of the love. Okay, if you're ready to accept that, okay. Then I want to take it one step further. But you know, the observation is amazing. The mapecha here is amazing. You know, the truth is, if you hadn't been brought up with Rambam's frame of reference, okay, and you had opened it up, you would have said, oh, that's the way he does it, okay? But you know, after you look at the way that the Rav Simloi talks about Ramach and Shasan, why anyone should make subcategories in terms of ancient? That's the answer. Now I want to tell you the following. Kfuras Bezdin is not a separate phenomenon, but the Kfura itself is part of the Einish and the Mechaper. And since it's part of the Einish and the Mechaper, it goes under Einshi Bezdin. And the kapora of the horug is not nigmara with the misa. It only comes into fruition with the kfura, and we'll see about that. And therefore, there's a separate, and we'll go through all this, therefore there's a separate place for kfura, for Mises Bezdin, as opposed to other plebotic followers. The second place for Mises Bezdin, if I would be Mises Bezdin. The Mishnah Sanhedrin, Membov Men Aleph, Boli Koivim Voisoi Bikfuas Avoisov, Elo Shtei Botek Fuois, Kivoris, Hoyu Misukonim, Le Bezdin, Achas l'nerogim l'nechnokim, v'achas l'niskolim u'nisrofim. That Mises Bezdin. Like a machayev akfur. These two Mises Bezdin machayev this, and these two Mises Bezdin machayev that.
says like this: Nisachil haboso malakti mesatzolis v'kriven oisem b'mekoymon with the aboso v'kriven boy v'kriven oisem b'mekoymon. Vakuvim boyim v'sholim v'sholim hadayonim u'v'sholim o'edim kloima she'im b'libeinu aleichem she'din emes dantem v'loha yimisavim l'oimimim she'im nis'el l'balev. Zagt Rashi nis'achel haboso k'far nis'kape b'misa u'b'sosoy u'b'ziyinae t'ri is nikvah. Then walking through his first in Malakti meso at some ways, but Kuvim bikfuas avoisa. Because now the Einish is over and the Kapola is complete. And it could be that because of this is Amos Abla Leo. And that's what Rashi says.
It's not negated to what I'm talking about, but that's what Rashi says.
Rashi, lo yom isabun aleihen, kedei shetehei bizyonon kapol lahem, ela oinin in bovad, di ein ze kovod lahol, di ein kaposoi nignaas bekach, she ein aninis ela bolei bovad. Then I want to suggest that this phenomenon of minyan mitzvahs that Aloch Zubilis was mechadish is not only in Aloch Zubilis, but it's also in the Reyes. How do I know that? Listen to this. Look at the Sefer Reyes. Amud Harayis. Okay. In Hakdomot Amud Harayis, he says like this: Amud Rishon Harayis. V'yesh bo shisha osa vovim. Shisha vovim. There are six poles that support this Amud. Amud Aleph. Chayvei Skila Shiva. Hasheni. Chayvei Sreifa. Yud Lavim Chomesh Chayvei Shashlishi. I say a Chomesh Hashlishi Chayvei Chenek Shnayim. That's Shnayim, that's Chomesh. Okay, Chomesh to Chomesh. Okay. Hadalid chayveis kores vahei chayvei lavim tezvov yirav vizor v'dal v'kohanim havov chayvei asei dalid shnayim v'Yisrael u'shnayim v'kohanim. So the kitzur is, according to the Ireim also, this whole issue of Einshin is a way of categorizing mitzvah. This is a way of categorizing. It wouldn't be a way of categorizing if the Einish is not part of the lav. There's a love, sheish boy, oinchimis, and the oinish itself is embedded into the love. And I'm suggesting to you, if the oinish is based, embedded into the love, maybe the mitzvah of Kovotik Barenu is not a separate mitzvah, but since its purpose is to kapola, especially in oinchimis, and oinish and kapola, with a separate mok and kvur, until this achal aboso, therefore it's not minyan mitzvahs. And the minyan mitzvahs then, minyan mitzvahs is only fuas mason, which is the gemara seita and the gemara mitzvah. That's my suggestion. And this would work both for the reyim and for the halachas gedolos. Now I have another option, which will only work for halachas gedolos, not for the reyim. Because the Halachas Gedolos does something also which is amazing. He has a third category at the end. It's called Elu Parshas HaMesulas LaTzibur, which itself is a problem what he's talking about. Both the Rambam and the Ramban say they don't know what he's talking about.
That's not my interest now. I'm not, my problem isn't, you know, my topic is not necessarily dealing with Baal Lachos Gedolos, but I'm pointing this out, okay? And the first parasha that he has, or parasha in Sulu Tzibur, he calls parasha Sanhedrin. The Yireim doesn't have parashas. It could be, once you're ready to accept parasha Sanhedrin, when she bezin a part of the Dini Sanhedrin, and that's part of the parasha, Yom Yisrael. Okay? So the reason why I did this, you know, for the halachos Gedolos, I can make it very simple. I still don't have the explanation of, you know, what's going on, what is going on with the ancient, you know. But you don't, you're not machane, you know, you don't say anything. So I told that the truth is, what I would tell you about ancient Bezin, I would have said independently of everything, and that's where I would interpret our own spoilers. What I would have thrown in the kvul or not, I don't know. But being faced with this issue of what the mitzvah's kvul is, not mentioning kvul's kvul, and only saying kvul is mason from the moment seita and the moment mitzvah, I would suggest to you that's part of this. So this I felt, you know, I said to myself, you know, at one point, ech kamo chaykiri many, but I think this, if you want to say this is a good try, and it could be samita shoteiros. In other words, you know, usually the test of something, okay, is something which you would have said independently of the question. It's not like, you know, schwer. And we love the kushim muzman zogara zed. Because the muzman zogara that you have to say like that is only because of the kasha. And if you have a different answer to the kasha, you don't have to say muzman zogara anyway, okay? But what I'm trying to tell you is what I'm saying now, I would have said independent of the issue. And if it's true, all the pieces fit together. The question is, that's very more nice in terms of Kfuus Ahuri Bez. What about Kfuus Meso? Kfuus Meso, you certainly can't say this, right? This is only in Kfuus Ahuri Bez. So what do you do Kfuus Meso? So I want to suggest to you that the Halachos Gedolos learns Kfuus Meso is only in Asmachta Ba'alma. And that's because, and the Gemara Sanhedrin has the word Remes. That's the Gemara saying. Ikad the Amri Membom Mebeis Sanhedrin. The Amri the Ikad the Amri Omer of Yechonon Mishum Mishum Ben Yochoi Remes Lekfuah Menateir Minayin Talmoloi Mikivom Tigvano Mikan Remes Lekfuah Menateir. And like the Rambam says in Shoresh Gimel, that the word Remes is a code word in Chazal that it's not a bona fide drasha. It's only an asmach. The problem over here begins because in Shurish Gimel, which the Rambam is basing on that a mitzvah shah is not meaning a mitzvah, the Halachos Gedolos counts for you Kabbalas HaKadosh as a mitzvah meaning a mitzvah. Okay? And Pashti was only Shah when they were fired at the Mishkan, okay? And basically, what the Ramban says, there's a drosh in the Bobbin in Sanhedrin about Goyle Vesakasra, which is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and pay Allah from the Beis, a Goyle Vesakasra, which the Gemara says is Klisharis. And the Gemara says, "V'heicher l'miza v'lo yevol liros kabbalas hakadosh v'meisa." And there, the Ramban says that's the makor for the baloch gedolos, and it's very serious, and it's the drasha. So, if the remez, so what does remez mean? So that's the problem over here. But a priori, I would have said that Kfuras Meso is only a Hemet, and it's not, it's only a Smach, and Shalom Yisrael. Now, just the last time I'm wrapping, I thought that this whole discussion was very, very important in wrapping things up. And I think that even more important, if I'm correct about the reason why Alok Gurdis has made his Seder, and that's what the Ireim is alluding to, is a whole new insight into Inche Bezin. Okay? That's point number one. I just want to just add another point. I wouldn't have gotten involved in this for the second point, because in the first point is like, you know, the major trailblazer over here. It's a very interesting thing. Because if I ask myself, in the Rambam and the Ramban, what is Deicha, the Tumas Mace in Mace Mitzvah, you have different answers. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah, if you recall, there's no Mitzvah Kavura in Mace Mitzvah. It's only in Sefer Mitzvah that he has, correct? And in Mishnah Torah, he's Mechadish that the Het Tuma in Mace Mitzvah is Halachim Pi HaKabbalah. A new term, Halachim Pi HaKabbalah. The Ramban says that the Mitzvah Kavura that there is in Mes Mitzvah is Dercha the Isatum. So you either have a separate halacha telling you that you Dercha, or you have the Mitzvah Kfur. That's both the Ram and the Ramban. The problem over here, and I don't know the answer to it, it's not my issue over here. Avuchim Perlau has here another. The first question I think I can deal with this question, okay? But this question is a very, very interesting question. He asks, L'chayre in the Mon Brochus, and learn your Testament days, the Amin Amotzi Klein, the Big Doi Peshte, Afila B'Shuk. My time of Ein Chochum Ve'Ein Eitzer Ve'Ein Tfuna Neger Hashem. Komo B'Shishchilosh Hashem Ein Chochum Kovel L'Rav. That's the general problem. Parchinon Mirisanya Vulachrisi Matam Loima Harishoy Lishkaris Pishoy Vulomus Mesa Vishomash Mesley Mace Yoko Yazovitame Amit Loyitame Yok Shem Shina Matame Lahem Kaku Matame the Mace Mitzvah. Okay. But that becomes very strange, okay? Because literally the Mitzvah Kvur couldn't do it. Because there's no Mitzvah Kvur. But here, I guess, in Achesed there's no Mitzvah Kvur. There's only Mitzvah Kvur in the Meis Mitzvah. So that's what happens. No, the Issa Tumul Achere, it's very difficult to say that. So, it's a very strange thing. And the Rambam, the Hetzer Tuma, is the Halachim Pi HaKabbalah. Okay. And Gemara answers, Shiny Hosam, Dichsiv V'Lachaisei. V'Ligma Mino, Shevi Al-Tase, Shiny. Okay. Shevi Al-Tase, Shiny. What's V'Ligma Mino? What's V'Ligma Mino? Okay. See, if the Gemara says Lachayse, we're mechadish, there's a mitzvah from Kfus makes mitzvah, and that's the Deicha over here. Or Lachayse, we're learning it's Halachim Pi HaKabbalah, that's the makor for it. B'seder. But you can ask a question, V'ligmo mino? Zot Rashi, V'ligmo mino, Pirush Rashi, Av Matame Hula makes mitzvah, V'u Kovra V'liyais, V'deichet V'al Teirah. Shevi al taser im toin Shevi al taser vorm rav vitiu lachu dobo bimenei tziog bimenei kovar abuyis heiche deino iko deino eike dobo bimaisa biyadayim ala Shevi al taser udvar teira neko me'elo Shevi al taser. Okay, but over here what might the kumbar say? So it says Shevi al taser shiny. See, he asks, it's a problem, okay? But I just, you know, I'm not getting involved in this. You have to say it. It's a very interesting question. What does Gemara want? Okay? So, you know, you see, you would have said that the Deiche is, so why is it a Heter Kuvase? So that's because it's Halacha Pirkei Kabbalah, it's because of the mitzvah. But the truth is, no matter how you square it, the Gemara doesn't make any, you don't know what you're talking about. Because if the Deiche is the mitzvah's kvura of Meis Mitzvah, or Halacha Pirkei Kabbalah, the Velikmine doesn't make any sense. But if it's not so, you also don't know what's going on. If you don't say that, why is it that the het of Kumbase over here, and in general Kvatov Kula, is only het to Shevi al taser? The answer is, because the Kovar Abri is only mat to Shevi al taser. So what? It's Xeris HaKosov over here? That in this case, that Kovar Abri is Takadrecha B'Kumbase? You know, see, whatever way you cut it, there's a problem over here. Bishop Yochanan Povel points out it's an amazing, amazing thing. And L'chayu L'Rambam answers it, and L'Rambam answers, Halacha B'Kumbase Kabbalah, or it's Mitzvah Kvura. But the question is, what's the Gemara? Okay? So I wanted to point these two things out to you. I thought it was very interesting. It isn't, you know, he played it out, but you might want to look at that also. Now, next. That was the first thing, and I thought that was very important, you know, to give you an idea of what the hashlochus of the what Kfuas Bezdin is in Halachos Gedolos and where he's standing, okay? And secondly, the whole issue of how this new concept that the mitzvah, that the tumas mes mitzvah is because of the mitzvah's kvura, or because of Halachos Pirkei Kabbalah. Now, I want to read to you a line in Ramban, and I want to focus, I guess, probably this will be the next thing. I don't know if I'm going to go further than this. If I go further than this, I'll be very happy, but I doubt it, okay? There's a line in Ramban, in Sherish Aleph over here, towards the end of the discussion of Kfura. V'im Tema, Shem Mehikpir Agav, Al Baal HaLochis, V'Bnei She'oma Fuis Mesim, V'loma Kfuas Meso. That's a Rayatoch that he's not talking about. It's just dumb Kfuas Meso, the buried Meso per se. Shame is Chayibo El Kraven. Kfuas Meso is only Kraven. Gam Zo Eino Teira. This is not Teira. Very strange question. We're mocking Kravim, Vade Aleim Mutelis. But if there's no Kravim, then it's the mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah Kvura. The mitzvah Kvura from Kravim, the mitzvah Kvura from Mesim, it's the same mitzvah Kvura. The question of the Kravim, right? If the Kravim, they take it on. If there's no Kravim, they don't take it on. That is what's going on. I just, the expression, see, you know, a person looking at this, look at that. I just want to show you what the Ramban does in every word, how he chooses it, okay? If you're looking at this, it's poetry. Ein Teira, you know. It's, as they say in Yiddish, Ein Geschriben, it's, you know, it's nice, it's a little flowery, and Shalmeister, correct? But when he said it, I had no pshat, you know, that's what it is. You know, everyone would have been happy, correct? If they walk out, they didn't say pshat in this, no. I want to show you what this is, and when I walk out, I just want you to tell me on your way out what you think this is Pshat Ramban, okay? Now, L'cheira, what the Ramban is trying to say, the Eloteira, there's no, sometimes you got to be kuach about something. You can have polemics about something. Okay? You can have a dialogue about it. You can debate something. But sometimes there's only one side. The other side is not a side that you can imagine someone taking. You can't have a debate. Okay? And the Ramban is referring to Gemara Gittin. And the Gemara Gittin, on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Zrika Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Eino Teira. It's Lashon of Gemara. And you find a similar thing in Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Perek Yutet Halacha Aleph, Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Rabbi Loza called Teira. She ain't law base av ain't a teira. And the Pnei Moshe says, "Kol teira she ain't law base av she ain't a mukumo ish mi pish ain't a teira lismoch alev shari loyot to lismoch al kol arayis lechochish adosh lem at shioma kach shomati mishmai vatalion." Okay. So you find this expression both in the Bible and Yerushalmi, okay? But the question is also, maybe it's also over there. It's a flowery Lashon Ramban saw this expression and just he put it over here. Or maybe there's something very, very important over here. And I want to discuss that option. Okay, first of all, it's not Stam, the Ramban just picked this expression out of nowhere. That's first, okay? I think you can't. L'chol is not deniable. Now, not only over here, the Ramban uses the expression of Eino Teira in many places. It's not an isolated phenomenon over here. And if you want a list, I'll give you a short list of the long list I have. Shabbos. Mem Gimel Mabez, Chush Rabban, Gabi Tilta Manasad, Chush Rabban and Megillah, Chof Aleph Mabez, Gabi Kriyat Parashatana, Shel Shnei Psukim, Mabez Haknesses, Chush Rabban Yavomis, Mandal and Aleph, Gabi Kriyat Sapsula, Poteris Sarasa, Mokum Shalay Possessi Kosle, Chush Rabban Bumabasra, Lama Aleph Mabez, it's a smach, he's talking about a smach with Dibir Rashbam, Loim called the Olam Gobal, Chidush Ramban Shavuos Lamazayim Alav Lagabi Droshes Lechiu Kovim Shoy B'Shoyi Vumezid Chidush Ramban Shavuos Membezman Alav Shavuos Hashemim Chidush Ramban Chun Chesam Abez Lagabi Agola Chidush Ramban Chun Nun Alav Amar Alav Lagabi Treifa Shal Nitla Mora Bebehema Shal Nitla Mora Bebehema that office of Nitla Mora Chidush Ramban Chun Sarik Beis Amar Beis Legabe Iter is the psul bishumum of bnei she'ein lo yom yomin. What's why is he posel avoda? And chidush Ramban and Gittin lamedal mebeis legabe ri rishen shel zav mitzera. And also, I'm not mentioning there many times in Sefer Torah that the use of this expression. So this is something that the Ramban has really taken on to. And I want to discuss what the meaning. It's not an isolated phenomenon. It's a lashon of a Gemara, both in Bavli and Yerushalmi, and the Ramban has it much more times than the Bavli and Yerushalmi has. And let me just mention one of the places over here to give you an idea of what he does. Okay, the Ramban. The Ramban has a case. The question, do you say Hallel, a bloch on Hallel El Pesach? Okay? And the Ramban, and the Seder. And the Ramban says basically yes. Yeah? But the reason why you don't do it is because the bloch you say in Hallel Beis HaKnesses is a preter. But if you wouldn't say Hallel Beis HaKnesses, you should say a bloch. Then he says like, he says, however, there was someone that was meireh. They don't make a broch on Hallel in Bayis Leil Pesach. even if you didn't say the bracha in the Beit Knesses. Okay? And the Meira can, that person who says the Shtikl Teira, brings a Raya, it's all Yudchet Yom Gomer Zahalo. Okay, it doesn't mention this. Okay, little Pesach. So the Ramban says it's a Teira. And Dvov Eino Teira. Because Halal Lil HaSeder is a Halal of Asiyas HaMitzvah, Ramban says. And it's like Halal of Shchitas HaPesach. In the same way, Halal of Shchitas HaPesach is not mentioned, Yud Ches Yomim, this is also not mentioned. It's a Halal of Mitzvah, Asiyas HaMitzvah. And then he says, that the Halal Yud Ches Yomim is quoted in the Gemara in Eichin on the Mishnah of Makir B'cholil. It's because when the Halil is a kiyum avoyde mikdash of Shiras Levim, and it's nothing b'chol to do with the Halil that we're talking about in Leil Pesach, and there's no reason to quote the Halil in Leil Pesach in the Mishnah Eichin and Makir B'cholil. Those are two points. He says this shtekel teir zeh not teir. Now I want to explain to you what Eino Teira means. Based on a few pieces from my Rebbe. Okay? Rebbe said, in Igus Agrid, Alevi, Hilchos Mamrim, Vashe Nira, the Nira, Loima, the Yisrei Kol Machlikis Peteira, Shalpeh, Hume Alocho, the Elu V'elu divrei lekim chayim, mo'an elu v'nyugim. The shtei hadeis nitnu misinai. The shtei hadeis of the elu v'elu divrei lekim chayim nitnu besinai. So I would have told you this the pshat in kol mash if talmud vosik osel lechadish for nemul, because if there was nusayra on this machlekes, you know, so. So what's going on? Okay, but it could not have been an elu the elu divrei lekim chayim if it wasn't in the etzem the sinas hatayir. It was nitna, but it wasn't nimsera. That's what the Rebbe's medayik. I think it's nitna mesina. That's what I think he means. Apopis, he says, v'havien chetsa shel teir shel baal peh, both days. In Eilu Eilu Divelekim Chayim. Afa Pi Shalokha Rakativiachot. You can pass like one, but it doesn't negate the fact that one is Teira, that the one is not a Chetzer Shel Teira. The Eilav Achdina, the Eilu Eilu, Lo Yitochim Machlokes B'dinei Teira, Afilu Ben Chachmei HaMeseira. Mishum Shamiut, She'en Alokha Kamoisa Lein Nichnas, B'chal Kifer B'Kabola. It's an amazing thing. I once heard my Rebbe said, he said, there's a whole omen and a half, maybe 2.5 omen, after the look at the Gemara Nechnokim, listing, when it talks about Zochin Mamre, all the different machlekesim that you might find about Dom Ladom, Din Ladin, Negel Lanega, Amamash Akansa Neshima from Gemara. From different machlekesim. Tanoim Ramaroim. He said, the pshat is, because Zokin Mamre is not a kefer. He's not nappy kefer. As the Rambam says in Perek Gimel, it was Mamre aloha dalit, aber Zokin Mamre, ho'omu batera, u'chochem echod, mechach mi Yisrael. Chochem echod, mechach mi Yisrael. She'esh b'od the Kabbalah. He's talking from the Bali HaMaseu, matikesh mo'a. V'don u'meure v'divrei teira k'mo sh'yadonu v'yoyre kochach mi'Yisrael sh'bos eloi ma'achlekes b'din me'adinim im be'ez na'godo. So my Rebbe used to say, the Gemara is trying to tell you that the Zokei Mamre, what he said, even though it became a Zokei Mamre,
was l'chatchila, was part of the Messiah from Eilu v'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim. It's not a hurrah of kfira. It's a hurrah like kol chachim chocho mechachmei Messiah. And that's what the Gemara is telling you, the whole various amudim to tell you otoso, the same way he, these two amuroyim, these two tanoim, and the machlikis about this otoso, the zokim mamri says one way. And not only that, he is the chamira, as the Rambam says, v'donu meira b'divrei Torah, Moshe donu b'yor kochach at Yisrael. And that's what he said, the Rebbe said, it's Chaluk B'yetzim Yisei Dinoi, or the Hira in the Parsha from Parhelon Domo, in the Hira from Zaki Mame, the poor Hira in Parhelon Domo, is Shigris Hiras, the Shigris, not a real Hira, it's a Chmanet, you know, we're thinking like this. Oh, but the Hira from Zaki Mame is an emissary of the Hira, it's a Hira from Eilu V'Elokim Chaim. It's just the Amigo and Minion went against it. And in fact, just to show you how what he meant when he said the word Chetzer Shel Torah, he once quoted from his father, Ramation, that the Shitas Beis Shammai, the Gavit Soros Habas, the Gemara Yevamos Tetzav Mabez, the Chetzer Shel Torah. And Lav Davka Soros Habas. And that's the more Chagiga. On Gimel, that's why I suggest the more Chagiga. On Gimel Mebeis. Bali Asufis. Elu Talmud Echachomim. Shiyeshim Asufis. Asufis Oisim Batera. Halolo Metamin. Valolo Metarin. Halolo Oisrin. Valolo Matirin. Halolo Prisim. Halolo Machshirin. Shema Yoim Odom. Heich Anilo Metera. Meato. Hamuloyma kulam nitnu mechaya echad. Oh, that's the nitnu mechaya echad, and that's the pshat. That's where we meant the kulam nitnu mechaya echad. It's the meseira, and it's an elu ve'elokim divrei chayim. It's a chefshel teira. And then he once went on to say that if someone makes a birkas ateira and it will say otot bishtiko from Beis Shammai, and only that, it's not a pochavat. Because even after Amidu Laminyan, we made Chetzer Shel Torah. It's just that Amidu Laminyan against it. The Nitnu V'Sinai says, it was Nitnu V'Sinai. So I said, if that's the case, what the Ramban is trying to say, ain't a Torah over here, that this shtickle is such a toes, not even Chetzer Shel Torah. And this shtickle, no other differences I have with Rambam and not, I can say Kim Chayim, he lives like this and I live like that and I'm Achir like this, but if the shtickle tells me ain't a teira, then it's not a chesra teira b'chal, it's not Kim Chayim. And that's what Rabban is trying to say when he holds something so strongly that there's no other tzad, then he says ain't a teira. And that's the pshat in the Gemara in Gittin, and that's the pshat in the Gemara in Elvin. And that, I would say, is the Kavonis Rashi from Eino Teira. Rashi says, Ein Shoymen Lecho. Because you can't even hear Sitzad. It doesn't exist. It's not Teira. You can hear the other Tzad. You can machri against it. It's Teira. But this is not Teira Lecho. Ein Shoymen. Then I would have said that even though there's no naftimina loch lemaisa, it still remains a chetzer teira. Okay? There's no naftimina loch lemaisa. The achro was against it. There was a midu minyan. The reason why we say halavai dismoch al rav shimon b'shas atcha, because there's no midu minyan. There's no midu minyan. It's there was no achra. So once Chochem Chachem said such a thing, it's dachteira, and there's no mina connecta. So you can be simple with a track, and you find Shuvas Agreinim, you don't only say this in Machukas Amroim, you can even say this in Shuvas Agreinim. Okay, Machukas Agreinim, I'm not getting involved in this. However,
However, I found something which I don't know how to deal with, because the din of afuki nafshi miplukto is brought down after midul aminim. Which doesn't make any sense, because after midul aminim in hayichah should be nothing. The kibbutz afuki nafshi miplukto not to do because you know the pluk doesn't exist. The Chidushei Ramban has such a thing in Psochim and Zayinim and Aleph. Okay, I'm not getting involved in this. Now, that is L'chayr Pella. And now, I just want to start and start off with the issue of Chishuv Tkufos. Okay? Because the Lashon Halachas Gedolos of Chishuv Tkufos is a very strange lashon. We have no clue of what he's talking about a priori. And the Rambam says that it's only the Rabbanim, and that is basically Hasoga and Sherish Aleph. What he says, and Bishmorah says, Abosharumim Bikochilim Bikvois Meisim Abosharumim V'Chishuv Tkufos. In Sherish Beis, and this we'll pick up and talk about in Mitzvah next week, and we'll just begin. In Sherish Beis, he's ready to accept that's not only the Rabbanon, and he's ready to accept it's a drasha. Okay, we'll see about it, a drasha. Okay. But the Maisa is, doesn't make a difference anyway, because if it's a drasha, the Rambam's opinion in Sherish Beis is not minyan mitzvahs. Okay? And I'll explain this a little bit more next week. What happens is that the Rambam really ends up saying, if you look at the Rambam over there, there are really two types of drasha. There's drushes which are not based in Yigimah Midas, and drushes are based in Yigimah Midas. And what the Ramban, what the Rambam I think is trying to say over there, which I'll explain a little more next week, is that the Yigimah Midas, which the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, in the Akdoma, that there was a Meseira Mesina in Yigimah Midas, everything with Dash in Yigimah Midas is a Teraisa. But since it's not Torah Shabbat, it's not Minyan Mitzvah. But if you stam a drosha, like the Gemara Messiah with the Bahag about Bikacholim, or you have Chishuv Tkufos, the Gemara Shabbos and Ayin Hey, that's stam a drosha ba'alma. Stam a drosha ba'alma is certainly an asmachta. You cannot imagine it in Minyan Mitzvahs, and you'll see in his Lashon that he's ready to accept. He's ready to accept. He's ready to say, I can have polemics about Yigimah Midas, but both the drashes in the Bahag, in the Gemara Metziah, in Bikacholim and Kfuris Mason, and the drashes about Chishuv Tkufos, I can't accept. And that, I think, is, and we'll see in Metz Hashem, what the Ramban is going to do is say that our Chavidus learned Chishuv Tkufos. So it doesn't say Chishuv Tkufos and Mazolos, which the Gemara, Lashon Gemara Shabbos over there, but it's Chishuv Tkufos. He doesn't mean the Gemara Shabbos, but he means Ibur Hashanim. And the two separate mitzvahs, the Minyan mitzvahs, is a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and a mitzvah of Ibur Hashanim. And the Rambam learns it's one, and we'll discuss and see what the mitzvahs are and see how those plays out. The mitzvahs from that next week.